Martin Falls. There was a big win for food security in Martin Falls First Nation this fall. The community celebrated the grand opening of their brand new Attawegamook Community Store on October 20. The building that houses the new store was once a community center. The store is an important development for the fly-in community, which gives residents easier access to much-needed items including dairy and produce products that would otherwise require more time and money to fly from Nakina to the community via North Star Air. Dougal Media visited Martin Falls recently to learn more about the impact the new store has had on the community. Attawegamook's Assistant General Manager, Conrad Baxter, said the store is a welcome and much-needed addition to Martin Falls First Nation. It will greatly benefit the community, Baxter said. It will help with our food security, because people can come into the store and grab what they need instead of depending on resources from outside the community. Baxter specifically mentioned that the opening of the store will help put a dent in delays people often face through the fly-in process when ordering their food to Martin Falls. General Manager Craig Quesnell gave a rundown of what getting supplies can look like in a remote community like Martin Falls. It's a complicated process, not like down south where you have a truck that will bring it straight to your store. We have to get it trucked to the airport. In this case, it comes out of Pickle Lake right now, but we're changing that to Nakina. It comes by plane to Ogoki Post here and then we market it on the shelves, Quesnell said. He added that one of the biggest challenges, in addition to transportation, is finding the right price for the goods they need. The tough thing is to find the balance of what the cost is to get it here and getting a reasonable price for our customers so that it makes it practical for them to shop here and not go through something like Amazon or Danefs down in Geraldton. So it's important that we monitor that. Some hoops to get through to get it here and we're making some changes so it's a little bit easier to price with a good margin, but also so the customers can afford it, he said. On the other hand, there are some items that pose a problem when faced with travel delays. Quesnell said that although produce, for example, usually gets shipped up to Martin Falls in one day, weather delays or technical difficulties can result in product dating as it sits in limbo, which leaves them with little time to sell it once it finally arrives. But between cost savings and accessibility, opening Attawegamook Community Store is a major improvement for residents. The celebration of Attawegamook's opening comes about 9 months after the federal government granted $4.5 million to Ki Kenomaga Kikinjajewan Employment and Training Services, KKETS, in support of their Harvester Support Program designed to help remote First Nations communities fight food insecurity. Speaking to Dougal Media in September, Martin Falls Economic Development Officer, Robert Munoz, said that KKETS was an instrumental partner in helping the community bring the Attawegamook store to fruition. Ulysses Lacanet, the development coordinator at Mawachintun Anishinaabe Mijim, a division of KKETS, said that the store is a collaborative effort between their organization and Feed Ontario, which provided shelving and refrigeration units. The announcement, made in March, outlined how the $4.5 million would be distributed over 18 months to five local First Nations including Martin Falls. Now, with their own store open and up and running, Martin Falls First Nation can house and manage food items more effectively to prevent further food insecurity. Not only that, profits from the new store go right back into the community. It's good. The community can feel better that the profits aren't going out of town and they will eventually invest more into the community, Baxter said. SN Newswatch.